Hi, it's Bob with Copper Horse Farm. How you doing today? Wanted to show everybody the corn crib we just built. We got this corn crib put up last week. It was finished. Took a couple weeks to build it, you know, just part-time on weekends. It's an interesting style. I found this online. The style, I had to draw up the plan myself, but it's wider on top than the bottom. And that helps to shed rain. So as rain drips off the roof and the wind's blowing, it's less likely the rain dripping off will get blown back into the corn crib as it falls to the ground, because it's further away from the bottom as it's dropping. Anyway, this is just something we put together real quick over a couple of weekends. I got a little bit of corn in here. I grew out some trucker's white corn. I had about a quarter acre plot at the bottom of the hill I wanted to experiment with. I'm not a corn grower traditionally, and I really wanted to see what it was going to be about. Whoop, I was going to open that door. I think that's a bad idea. I think I'm going to lose it if I open the door. So I'll just show you through the crack what that looks like. So I got a big pile of corn inside there. I'll lock my door back up again before this thing avalanches out on me. So we'll later this year we'll shell the corn, so we'll get it out of its we'll take the corn off the husk, sorry, off the cob, and we'll grind the kernels and clean them and put them through our mill, and we'll have some really nice corn flour from this. Again, this was all grown here at Copper Horse Farm, no chemicals of any kind. We use various manures as nitrogen sources. And this corn is actually beautiful ears of corn. We spaced it pretty wide, so it gave the plant a lot of room to grow. And I think that probably helped quite a bit to get a bigger ear of corn, a bigger, healthier ear. We really didn't put a lot of pressure on the land with this one. Back up so you can get an idea what this thing looks like. It's got a tin roof. So we put a tin roof on the top of that. And I've got a purple corn, almost 3 acres of purple corn. It's actually Ohio Blue is the variety. And we'll be filling the whole left side all the way to the ceiling with Ohio Blue corn next week. We're gonna pick the corn next week over at my friend John's farm. He's growing it out for me. John is an Amish gentleman who lives down the street. We do we share a lot of work between the two of us, and he grew out over 2 acres of corn for me. We'll be harvesting and bringing it over here and filling that corn bin up. So I'll do another video of that in just a little bit. Anyway, I just thought I'd show this. This is something that we put together, as I said, over the course of a couple of weeks. We milled all the lumber here, the structural lumber. These are posts that we milled out of a couple trees that we had in the farm that were dying, so we took them down. And then the slats are wood. They were 16 foot long hemlock 1x6s that I cut down to 1x3s. I cut them in half and then used them as the slats. And then the roof, I used the corrugated galvanized metal, and it's the same galvanized metal that we used in the vegetable beds that we're putting in up at the top of the hill here. So I just grabbed some of that material and knocked this together over a couple weekends. Anyway, just something different here at Copper Horse Farm. It's good seeing you again. Again, this is Bob, Copper Horse Farm, and we'll be back at you again sometime soon. Thank you.